David Allison is the Director of the Nutrition and Obesity Research Centre, Associate Dean for Science, and the Director of the Office of Energetics at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, USA. In his talk, Professor Allison explained that energy balance is way more complex than it looks at first sight.
The word energy balance, or the phrase energy balance, is used in more than one way. Energy intake and its many components, and energy expenditure and its many components, are inextricably linked, such that often when one moves one, one inadvertently moves the other. That is what energy balance is all about.
Could you summarize the complexity of studying energy balance?
Studying energy balance is challenging for a number of reasons. One reason is that what we see in the short term is not necessarily what we see in the long term. For example, using a smaller plate size might lead to less food intake, less energy intake, in the immediate term. It's tempting then to conclude that if we just gave people smaller plates for long periods of time, they would lose weight. But in fact, that may not occur. It may be that over the long run, they learn to adapt to a smaller plate size and eat more frequently or fill the plate more times or so on. So that's one challenge, the distinction between the short and the long-term study. Other challenges are involving the measurement of aspects of energy intake and energy expenditure. Our methods are not very good, especially in people in free living. When they come into the lab, we can measure it well. But when they're out in the world, it's very difficult for us to measure it well, particularly in large groups of people, and that creates some challenges. Another challenge is the complexity of the different ways in which the body can adapt or compensate to alteration of one component of energy intake or expenditure. And those changes can occur whether we increase intake or expenditure or decrease intake or expenditure. And the exact nature of the change is not easily predictable.
How does this complexity of adaptation influence the body weight?
When we influence one aspect of energy intake or expenditure in people, we may project that we're going to get a certain change in weight, and we may be very optimistic and very proud of ourselves for the change that we think we're going to input. Yet, in fact, we often see that the change we actually get is much lower than that because people compensate, they adapt. If we've increased their energy expenditure, they often don't lose as much weight as we think they ought to lose because they may increase their intake. If we increase their intake, they may not gain as much weight as we think they ought to gain because they may decrease their intake in another setting or increase their energy expenditure. What we've got to do is figure out what compensation occurs for which people under which circumstances so we can find those interventions that will lead to the changes in energy balance that will help people achieve higher quality lives and better health without being subverted then by intentional or unintentional compensatory changes that are made.
What would be your recommendations for future research?
One is we need to rely more and more on randomized experiments. If we want to find the answers, we've got to do the experiments. The second is we need to do these experiments long enough to look at integrated changes in body energy stores or body fatness or body weight. Third, I think we've got to be open to the fact that these answers are going to change as a function of personal characteristics, such as are we dealing with adults or children, men or women, people highly predisposed or not highly predisposed to obesity.